The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today, everybody. And wow, I was just checking the weather radar over at the National Hurricane Center. Things not looking good for you folks in Florida right now. They're saying this is going to be the worst case scenario. And you certainly hope it's not going to be that. But to be honest, the weather guessers, I don't know, what is it, over the past decade or so, it's really been a little bit longer than that. Since before Hurricane Katrina, they started really making entertainment out of the weather. So instead of just telling you, hey, it's going to rain, or hey, there's a tornado coming your way, it becomes a huge production. And so every storm is the storm of the century. And then they don't turn out to be anything at all. And so you tell all these people you got to evacuate, and the people evacuate, then it turns out to be nothing. And the next time a storm comes along, people are less likely to evacuate. But again, the news coming out of Fox and their weather guessers is that this is going to be catastrophic, that Tampa and St. Petersburg are probably, you guys are going to be facing a 10-foot-plus storm surge. And if that's the case, then everything's over. I mean, if you've got a house, if you've got anything down there, it's just going to be gone. So I'm curious to hear from all of our Florida listeners if you are evacuating, and I know a lot of people are evacuating. We've got video up on the website of just bumper-to-bumper cars heading out of the Tampa area, and there are mandatory evacuations underway for a good chunk of the western side of the state of Florida. But we would like to hear from you. How are things going? Have you decided to stay put? Are you on the road? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I will say this. The worst natural disasters are the fires and the floods. And probably more so the floods, because it doesn't destroy everything. I mean, things are still there, still standing, but it's all destroyed because of the mold and the mildew. It's a terrible thing. And when I was a kid, Dad got transferred down to right outside of New Orleans. And so we went through our fair share of the hurricanes and the tropical storms and the flooding, and it's just a terrible thing. I know our house got hit when I was a kid. And you lose everything. I mean, photographs, paintings, you name it. It's all gone. Furniture, it's all gone. So certainly nothing to look. Just do what the folks are telling you to do down there. And yeah, there will be. Look, yes, I know the weather guessers are not. Yeah, I get it. They're pretty much always wrong. I know that, but you never know when something is going to be big. And so better safe than sorry. That's what I say. But I will say this. Last year, you know, every year they come out and they say, this is going to be the worst year for hurricanes in the history of hurricanes. And it always turns out not to be true. And this, the same thing for this year, by the way. They came out early on, and the weather guesser said, hey, look, this is going to be the worst year, the worst season for hurricanes in the history of recording hurricanes. And it turned out not to be. We're on with the letter I, and this is the first one that's actually impacting American soil. So there you go. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have a story up on the website, just popped into us from our friends over at First Liberty Institute, and it involves a crazy, crazy incident at a health center. The University of Michigan Health, they're basically a collection of hospitals all over the state of Michigan. So there's a lady there. Her name is Valerie Klusterman. And Valerie Klusterman has been a physician's assistant for, 17 years? And she has been an employee in good standing for a good many of those years, actually all of them. She's never gotten a bad review. She's never been disciplined. As a matter of fact, a lot of the letters of recommendation coming from her bosses, they've been praising her for going above and beyond the call of duty when it comes to taking care of patients. So anyway, last year she said, "Hey, look, we've got to have you do this training module. So you got to take this thing. It's online." And so that's what she did. She was taking this training module, and then it came to a couple of questions regarding sex and gender and transgenderism. And so she was not able to complete that portion because she was being told she had to affirm things that she believed not to be true. Now, it turns out that Mrs. Klusterman is a Christian. She is also a longtime member of the United Reformed Church. She believes God created man and woman, and that a person's sex is ordained by God, not Facebook. And that a person should love and care for the body that God gave him or her, and that one should not attempt to either erase or alter his or her sex through drugs or surgical means. These are her religious beliefs. By the way, dare I say, may I step out on a limb here, ladies and gentlemen, and suggest that most of us in the world, not just the US of A, but the world, actually believe like Mrs. Klusterman? Can I go that far? So let's continue here. So anyway, she believes she has all of these beliefs about sex and gender that she got from her religion. And by the way, these are very mainline beliefs here. So anyway, she said that she also believes it would be sinful to assist a patient in procuring sterilized drugs or surgical procedures that would alter someone's sex. In other words, she believes it's a sin to chop off your private parts. Again, I suspect a lot of people in this audience agree with Ms. Klusterman. So anyway, she gets hauled into HR. You knew this was coming. And man, do they grill her. I mean, up one side and down the other. And they demand to know if she would use, let's say Gladys comes in for a procedure. Gladys wants to have a lady operation. And then it turns out that Gladys is really Gary. They asked her, would you honor that person's preferred gender and preferred pronouns? And she said, no, I can't do that. I cannot do that. Respectfully, I cannot do that. Again, 17-year employee here. So anyway, they go on and on and on, and she's meeting with all, I mean, they are put, it's almost like she was like stealing drugs and giving the drugs away on the street. I mean, that's the level of intrigue here. So then they asked her whether she would use, again, gender identity-based pronouns, and would she be willing to refer patients for gender reassignment surgery? And she said, no, I cannot do that. Cannot do that. So the HR people actually got hostile and angry, and they had tightened fist. They tightened their fist, and they attacked her religious beliefs. and they told Mrs. Klusterman that she could not take the Bible or her religious beliefs to work, either literally or figuratively. And they said that her belief that transgenderism goes against her religious beliefs was evil. Yes, I said it. Evil. Evil. That's what they said. Evil. And they said she was abusing her power as a healthcare provider. It goes on and on and on. I mean, it's the complaint here, and by the way, First Liberty Institute's now representing this lady. But they fired the woman. 17 years. Stellar record. But she refused to comply to the transgender body mutilators. And they fired her. I mean, this is appalling, ladies and gentlemen. There's a woman not in Berkeley, California, not in New York City, not in Chicago. She's in Michigan. She had no idea that she was going to land right smack in the middle of a major culture war fight. But here she is, and it's ugly. It is absolutely ugly. First Liberty Institute says this is a violation of the Constitution. You can't do this. And they're giving Michigan Health an opportunity to make this right, and if not, they're going to sue the living daylights out of them, and I hope they do. But you better believe all of us are going to be called in, just like in the Old Testament, when you got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego having to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar. Here in America, you got to bow down to the transgender drag queens. I mean, that's the reality of life in America right now. What was just, I don't know, a few years ago considered to be outrageous behavior, outlandish behavior, is now settled science in the medical community. I mean, they really do believe that there is a right for 9 and 10-year-olds to chop off their private parts. And mommy and daddy, you don't have a say over this. So I really hope that you pay attention to what's happening here with folks like Mrs. Klusterman, because she is an American patriot. This lady's not looking for the spotlight. She's not looking for the limelight. She was just going to do her job as she has done for 17 years. And the sex and gender revolutionaries came after her. They're coming after all of us. Just all of us. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This, by the way, this is why elections have consequences. This is why elections matter. Because of nonsense like this. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STERNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STERNS. That's MyPillow.com/STERNS and use the promo code STERNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Statesville, North Carolina. WSIC, our great affiliate. Randy wants to talk about hurricane prep. All right, Randy, what's going on?
Good afternoon. How you doing, Todd?
Randy, I'm doing well. So, look, you guys are pretty far inland. Are you guys getting ready for the storm?
You know, we're going to get some rain and things like that, according to what I see on all of the plots and so on and so forth. But the thing that I'm on is you were talking about preparedness and listening to the weather guessers, and this is true. This is the only it's the only job in the world where you can be wrong half the time and still get a raise and keep your job.
As long as you look good on TV, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. But the thing is, I come from some place where you cannot prepare for the disaster. In fact, you were there just last week, Lancaster, California. I was raised in Lancaster. I lived in Lancaster and raised all in Southern California. I was there for the big one, the Whittier earthquake, Northridge, you name it. I've been on them. Those you can't prepare for. You can prepare and hope that you are prepared, whereas something like this, like today, I know we're not going to get hit all that bad, maybe. We might get some pretty good rain, but at the same time, I'm going out to check my generator and make sure it has fuel. I'm going to check my backup fuel. I'm also going to check the fuel in all my vehicles. I'm also going to put some items down in the basement that if we have to evacuate to the basement, that we have water, we have some munchies and things like that. This is something that is just, it's ingrained. Because, yeah, are they going to be right? Maybe. Are they going to be wrong? Who knows? Right. But I would rather, I'd much rather be prepared than caught.
Randy, years ago, there was a hurricane or a tropical storm about to plow into, I think it was Galveston or Corpus Christi, Texas. And we were doing live anchored coverage. I was on the anchor desk. This was back at Fox News. And we actually had some guy call in, and they had evacuated everybody. But this guy decided to stay put, and he refused to even let his family evacuate. So the guy's calling from the attic of his house, and he was asking what to do. And I'm like, buddy, you know, you need to be calling 911, not Fox News Channel. And the reality, he said he called 911, and they said nobody could come and get him. And I'm like, well, hold on, let me see what Bill O'Reilly's up to. We'll send down the chopper for you. I mean, what a moron. You know, to your point, you got to, if they're telling you to evacuate, look, evacuate. Go ahead and, you know, take a day or two, and better safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the only, that's the point there that I was just trying to make. There's so many people that make light of it. Where we live right now, we're in West Arnold County, just west of Statesville. And when there's a tornado, I get notified on my NOAA radio if it comes in any one of the six counties around me. When it comes close to me, yeah, we go to the basement. So far, we've been extremely lucky, knock on wood, because if the ones that we have had come from the west, they come and they go right up over the top of us. We live in an area that somehow or another we're protected, and I'm thankful every day for it. But still, at the same time, who knows? It may come through me. It may not. We may get a torrential rain, and the house may float away. But at the same time, I'm going to do my best to prepare for it, so I'm not the one sitting there in the attic calling Fox News and saying, help.
Yeah, exactly, because as much as I want to be able to help you, I'm not getting out in that weather. I don't like the wind or the rain. I don't know about that. And the sharks, too, you know. I mean, the sharks, you got to worry about all those critters coming up. So I didn't want to have anything to do with that. Randy, appreciate the call. God bless. And you folks stay safe out there. But again, folks, I never have understood this. So maybe somebody can educate me on this. They have he mentioned California, got the earthquakes and the landslides. They build these beautiful multi-million-dollar mansions literally on the sides of the cliffs. And then when there's a landslide and the house collapses, and then the taxpayers have to help rebuild all that stuff. And really the same thing on the beaches. You know, so all these people, they build these beautiful, luxurious homes on the beach in the flood zones, and then all of a sudden everybody's surprised when a hurricane comes along and just wipes everything out, and yet the taxpayers are having to foot the bill to rebuild all that stuff. And then what happens? Another hurricane comes, knocks everything down, and it just seems to me, and again, it is what it is, but it seems to me you would want to make sure that you were building your home on a, dare I say, firm foundation. Just want to throw that out there. No, that is your Sunday school. You don't even have to go to church on Sunday. That's your Sunday school lesson for the week, America. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. Opening up the phone lines if you're in Florida. Want to know what you're doing. How do you prepare for these hurricanes? You know what I did when Hurricane Sandy hit New York City? I went to the store. I got, honest to goodness, I got a six-pack of Abita Springs root beer, a pork butt, and a roll of duct tape, and I did just fine. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, our website. And we've got some great stories, videos of the evacuation of Tampa. 300,000 of you folks on the road. Hey, you be sure to have some batteries for your transistor radio. Listen to talk radio. We're going to get you through the storm no matter where you are in America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, we got to toot our own horn a little bit around this joint. It's okay to do every now and again. And so, by the way, Grace Baker is out of town. I think she's on vacation. She didn't tell us where she was going. We've got Ben Dieter hanging out with us, who's one of the great news gods of America. And he's hanging out with Kyle there behind the glass window. But anyway, we got to toot our own horn here for a second, folks. Just got word yesterday, Triton Digital, they keep track of all the podcasts in America. So not just the news, but all the podcasts in America. And we cracked the top 100 podcasts in all of the United States, number 98. And among talk radio hosts, we are number 5. So thank you very much, America.
That's pretty impressive, because the last time I checked, how many podcasts are there out there, Todd? You're competing with a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Millions.
I don't know the exact number. I don't know. 12,332. I don't know.
Well, I did put it in our newscast locally, because it is a big deal. And congrats on that.
Well, thank you very much, Ben Dieter. We got to talk to you in a minute about this drag queen thing that you went out to go cover. So we're going to get to that in a minute. I want to go to the phone, though. Victor, listening to us in Silver Spring, Maryland, wants to weigh in on the weather guessers. Victor, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I told Lady A to play KWAM, so now I can get you.
Oh, is that right? Lady A, is that like Alexa? Is that?
Yes.
All right, I'm with you now. I'm with you, Victor.
Yes. Okay. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh about 20 years ago, and he was reading a story. This was during the wintertime, and the Kansas City weatherman predicted 2 inches of snow, and there were 2 feet of snow fell. A guy went out and shoveled his walk and dropped dead from a heart attack. So the wife sues the weather people, you know, saying 2 inches when it was 2 feet. And unfortunately, she won her lawsuit. So that's why the weather people have to give the worst case scenario.
Oh, so you're saying this is a little CYA, that they don't want to end up getting hauled into court.
Exactly.
Ah. Well,
exactly.
That's one theory. Or it could be they just don't have a clue.
That's true, too.
Just pulling it out the old wazoo, as they say, Victor.
Yes. Yeah, these people can't, these people are so great at predicting climate change, yet they can't tell me what the weather's going to be 3 days from now.
Could be. You know, it could have been all that Aquanet down there. You know, the senior saints love to use that hairspray, and with all the seniors moving down from New York City, maybe they just sprayed a big hole in the ozone.
Right, right. Well, I call these environmental wackos watermelons, because they're green on the outside and red on the inside.
I love it. Victor, you got to give us a call back now that you and Lady A are in cahoots.
Yes, my new girlfriend is great.
I love it. All right, Victor, appreciate the call. I thought I was a country music fan for a moment. You know, Lady A. Yeah, they stopped calling themselves Lady Antebellum because apparently, I don't know, it's woke or something. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. So, look, we've got an update here on this these drag queens. So in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I know we have a lot of listeners in the Chattanooga area, and you guys are dealing with this huge controversy surrounding a brewery called the Wanderlinger Brewing Company. They held a big drag show for the children. And the story is that the video shows a child stroking the private area of one of the Disney princesses. So now we're being told that those were actually females, and so therefore that made it okay. So the drag queens didn't come in until later. So the child was actually stroking the female person's private parts and not the male's private parts, which, according to the brewing company, made it okay, if we're following the storyline there. So now here in Memphis, we're dealing with a whole different drag situation. It turns out that the museum that held a drag show over the weekend that got canceled, well, this is a city-owned museum, and our tax dollars are funding the drag show that took place or was going to take place on Friday. Now, Ben Dieter, you're the news anchor at our flagship radio station, KWAM. And we said, Ben, cancel your Friday plans. You got to go and you got to cover the drag queens.
That's exactly what I got in an email.
So you go down there, and not only are you surrounded by drag queens, but you got the Proud Boys and a bunch of Christian preachers.
Yeah, on my right, Todd, you're right. There were the Proud Boys, the group of guys. They're wearing the masks. They had some flags. They were quiet. They weren't yelling or they weren't firing shots at anyone. They weren't, like, actually threatening anyone's life. On my left, though, I had the Blue Suede Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And so, if you're unfamiliar with that, it's
yes, I'm very unfamiliar with this. All right, what is that?
It's a group of dudes dressed up like Catholic nuns. Oh, it's a big thing here.
Wait, does Bill Donahue from the Catholic League know about this? They'll have a crusade march. They'll be marching down the streets if they find out.
So you had two opposing groups, but the museum actually shut the event down, this so-called family-friendly drag show down, moments before. Well, actually, I think one of the drag show queens was on stage. What was the name? His name was Barbie Wire or Angel Farts. One of the two.
Wait. Angel what?
One of the performers' names is Angel Farts.
Like passing gas.
Yes.
Okay.
That in itself isn't family-friendly.
Yeah.
Anyways, they did end up shutting it down, and now you have the curators, or actually this one, in this case, is the executive director of the Memphis Museum of Science and History. They said they had to shut it down because those protesters were armed and they were dangerous. But I was actually out there.
So that's where I want to stop. So you and only one other reporter were there. So nobody else was there. And yet all of these reporters are now adopting the narrative that's coming from the museum. And the museum is claiming to be victim. The museum's claiming to be a victim, and the drag queens are claiming to be a victim. As a matter of fact, we had some audio from the museum director who said that there was an armed militia. As a matter of fact, I think we've got the audio. Oh, my word, there was an armed militia outside the museum. Oh, the horror. Oh, the humanity.
During our event on Friday night, we had armed folks show up and with military-grade type weapons, and that was a no-brainer. We had 290 people who chose to spend their Friday night here at Mosh, and they did not come to protest a militia. They came to enjoy the programming that we have here.
By the way, I would encourage people to Google the name of the executive director of the Pink Palace, and you will understand why the Pink Palace is now in the business of promoting the LGBTQIA alphabet people agenda.
Just go ahead and Google. But Ben Dieter, you're getting a front row view of what mainstream media fake news looks like, because he made it out to be like this was January 6th at the Pink Palace Museum.
And it certainly wasn't. And really, it's not just me, though I'm a reporter and I try to do an honest job of reporting what actually went down. The police went on record and said, we made no arrest and we can't report on any incidents that occurred at the museum. That's so, the police.
So were the Proud Boys, were they yelling things at the drag queens?
No, they were silent. The only people screaming were the drag queens chasing Memphis police officers.
And you've got all this video.
Unfortunately.
And it went viral, apparently.
It did. Over 500,000 views. Because, I mean, it is a visual. You have the drag queens chasing, like, three big, burly Memphis police officers. So, anyways, you're exactly right, though. They're saying, again, that this is all part of the Pink Palace, and that's what locals call it, but this Memphis Museum of Science and History, because it is historical, because there is still discrimination happening against the LGBT plus community, and that was an example of it, where it was squashed.
So that's their argument.
That's why it belongs in a history museum.
That's the argument. Okay, this makes absolutely no sense, but we do know that this museum is for primarily children, school groups, church groups, youth groups that go and they want to see, I don't know, the shrunken skulls from, you know, the Amazon jungle and the birds and the planetarium and the whole nine yards. But instead, they're getting a full frontal assault of this drag queen movement.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And there were children there. Because that was one of the things is, I got on my news director here, Todd, and you said, we've got to go see if the children are actually there. Is it really all ages family friendly? There were lots of children there. And just, again, it was all into the evening hour. It was like the kids were showing up in pajamas because it was such a late event on a Friday night.
So the new part of this story, which I find fascinating, is now the city council is getting involved. We have had hundreds and hundreds of people murdered in the streets of Memphis. And what triggered them is not that, but now they're triggered because the Proud Boys showed up and some of them were armed with weapons. And that has to be dealt with. It doesn't seem to matter that you've got people out there shooting people in the streets, carjacking people, breaking into people's Cadillacs that were sitting in front of their home. Pardon me, I was a little personal there. No, that's okay. But the problem is the Proud Boys showing up to protest drag queens at the Pink Palace.
Memphis, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, a couple of years ago, I seem to remember another protest where you had Black Lives Matter out there. City council members were out there, and they literally shut down the Interstate 40 bridge, stranding people on both sides of the Mississippi River. That apparently is okay. That kind of a protest is okay. But God forbid you have preachers and Proud Boys going out to a taxpayer-funded museum to protest a so-called family-friendly drag show. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see? It doesn't matter if you're a physician's assistant in Michigan. It doesn't matter if you're just a hard-working taxpayer in Memphis, Tennessee. They're shoving the agenda down your throats. That's what's going on here. Now, my question is, what kind of a parent sends their kid, their 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, to a provocative, perverse drag show? Who does that? What kind of a parent does that? We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Ben Dieter, one final question. I know you're all about the details. That's what journalism is all about. And you were able to peruse the parking lot, and I'm just kind of curious what sort of people were actually attending this nonsense.
Todd, have you seen those little bumper stickers? No, they're not so little. They say coexist, and there's a ton of symbols that I don't want to know what. The coexist people. I show up to the parking lot, and I saw hundreds of those little bumper stickers, and I should have known right there that they were going to be out there, and they would bring their families out there. So, yeah, that and just the liberals and the people that take their families out to those drag shows, they all kind of have a look, and like Angel Farts, a little bit of a smell.
And a smell
a bad
too.
Smell.
Yeah, smells like patchouli. We'll be right back.
Wow. You know, the hurricane brings back the memories. They used to send me down to cover a lot of these storms back when I was at Fox. And I'll never forget when I was stuck in a hotel in New Orleans off of Canal Street. No power. Nothing was open. And except for a little convenience store, Eben Brown had just gotten hired at Fox. They had flown him up from Miami. The poor guy had never been through a hurricane before. And so I'm like, well, what am I going to do? So we went over there, and we ended up surviving for a week on Vienna sausages and saltine crackers. Those are the good old days. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Alice in Arkansas wants to weigh in on those drag shows. All right, Alice, what say you?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. You asked about what kind of a parent would do it. It's a parent that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, does not know this once said that if you offend one of these little ones, it'd been better than a millstone had been hung around.
Oh, I think we got a bad connection there, Alice. But, yeah, look, I'm with you. I mean, you know, the good book does say woe be to anybody who harms the kids. And I just have to imagine, you know, sending a little child. I mean, look. There's a strip club in Memphis called the Pink Pony. So my question is, what's the difference between sending your kid to a drag show at the Pink Palace than sending your kid to a strip show at the Pink Pony? I think both are pretty evil. But again, why can't we just leave the kids alone? That's what I don't get. Why can't we just leave the kids alone? What's wrong with that? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, Barack Obama. President Barack Hussein Obama. He's finally figured you people out. So Obama giving a speech, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour. Obama seems to understand why you people oppose illegal immigration. Obama says that the reason why all you people out there oppose the illegal immigration is because you are racist, that you are concerned that there are going to be far too many brown people living in your neighborhoods. This is the headline from Breitbart. Obama claims racism to suppress American opposition to Biden's deadly migration. Now, this is a very shrewd thing that that Obama and Biden are doing here, because they know that the establishment Republicans are horrified at the idea somebody could accuse them of being racist. So all you have to do to get the establishment Republican to capitulate is to say you're a racist. For example, let's just say the Democrats have embraced AOC's desire to ban cheeseburgers and airline travel. And you, Mitt Romney, stand up and say, well, I object to that because I love cheeseburgers. And then what do the Democrats do? You're a racist, sir. You're a racist. Eating a cheeseburger is racist. And then what happens? Mitt Romney says, I'll have the tofu, please. I mean, seriously, there is a long track record of that. So look, this is a very ingenious thing that Obama is doing. So he's saying anybody who opposes illegal immigration is a racist. He says, quote, the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, there are too many of them here. This is language coming from Barack Hussein Obama meeting with a bunch of Hispanic realtors in San Diego, which means a whale's vagina, according to Anchorman. This is unbelievable. So, not about the whale. No, it's unbelievable that Barack Hussein Obama seems to think that all of us have a problem with immigration because we don't want dark people moving into the neighborhood. Jeez, Lou, America. Is that the reason why, ladies and gentlemen? Are we all just a bunch of flaming racist? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, you gotta hate these reporters in the White House press pool. These people are beyond belief. So just a few seconds ago, they're asking the head of FEMA about Ron DeSantis and the response to the hurricane, Hurricane Ian. Looks like it's gonna hit Tampa, St. Petersburg area. We'll get to that in a little bit. Anyway, you got the reporters, and they're like jackals, and they're just waiting to pounce.
Is it true that Ron DeSantis is not answering your phone call?
And they're like, no, he's doing just fine. FEMA's saying, no, he's doing a great job. They're asking all the right questions. We're giving them all the right answers. Everything's going hunky-dory. But they're just waiting. They're just waiting for DeSantis to make a mistake. And you watch what's going to happen. One street gets flooded, and they're going to crucify the guy. Anyway, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour two underway. Great to have you with us. Got folks on hold. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. Got an email a couple of days ago, and it is a fascinating and yet bizarre story. No doubt about it that schools in America, and especially public schools, are messed up. And moms and dads are frustrated. Kids are graduating without learning a single thing. You've got kids entering high school, can't read, can't write. And my next guest wanted to do something about that. He is a retired Navy chief. He is a Republican. He's also chairman of the board for the Tennessee Volunteer Military Academy. Antoine Bohannon joins us. Antoine, good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, so I want to jump into this. I've never heard of the Tennessee Volunteer Military Academy. This is what, grades 6 through 12?
Yes, currently grades 6 through 12. We petitioned with the Memphis Shelby County Schools to be able to open up fall of 23-24, and now we're just waiting back for that approval.
All right. So my understanding is that you've been getting some blowback over this to some extent. What's going on? Why the problem?
Well, one of the problems that we currently have in our city is that there are a lot of individuals doing the exact same thing, from public schools, charter schools, and now we have something different, which is a full-time ROTC Military Charter Academy. So from that mindset, everyone thinks that we're going to militarize our children.
So, and that's my understanding here. The chairman of the local Republican Party was jumping into this because the school board denied the school because of concerns that you guys were going to, create a militia or something?
Well, not necessarily a militia, but to a point where they weren't quite familiar with how we would actually perform. So, yes, Kerry Vaughn did get involved. And also Mr. John DeBerry, the senior advisor to Governor Lee, is also on our board. So we're in compliance. Now we're just waiting for approval.
So what is it about this particular style of school that is appealing, and how is it different?
Well, it's different because, just like the military, we create a framework for our children. So we teach them about honor, courage, and commitment, and we also teach them in a framework that they are familiar with. In other words, routine. Scientists would always tell you that kids need a routine in order to develop good habits. Why? Because it's behavioral changes that we're after.
You know, you look at what's happening in the Memphis, Tennessee area, and I think all of the nation is looking at what's happening here. A lot of people are horrified. Antoine, I suspect you and I are not horrified because we live this every single day. We love our city. It is a beautiful town, great people here. But unfortunately, we've got a big problem in this community.
Yes, we do. And it's mainly due to the point where we don't work together. So leadership is supposed to unite the people. So many people are pointing the fingers left and right. Who's responsible? Is it the police? Is it the mayor? Is it the school systems? Instead of just saying, hey, as a concerned citizen and American, what can we do to help the situation? And that's kind of what we did. We just came off the sidelines and say, you know what? We're going to tackle this problem.
I thought it was interesting. The city council the other day implemented a curfew. So they think that's the issue, is that we got to implement a curfew. I'm not sure how the police are going to have time or resources to make sure kids are honoring the curfew. Seems to me that is a role, a responsibility for the mom and the dad, not law enforcement.
Exactly. And when you look at the demographics of our area, a lot of single parents are actually there. And so to have good role models as mentors to help out with this, so curfew, it's going to help to a certain degree, but when it all boils down to it, we all have to come together as a community and figure this thing out.
You see, this is why I'm excited about this volunteer military academy. I remember when I was a kid growing up, you had junior ROTC, so you had a lot of kids getting involved in that who actually had gotten in trouble. And so they got involved, gave them structure, or you joined the football team, and the coach would get you straightened out pretty quickly.
And it's generally how it's set up on the premise of that. Structure. That is one thing that we need. So I've been retired right now, going over 2 years. I'm a retired submarine chief. So that's one thing that we actually implement is structure and mentality to be the best and to do the best for your community.
Now, I understand you're 14 years on the submarines. Is that right?
Well, actually, I've been in the military for 21 years. And yes, 14 to 16 years on different submarines, 8 different submarines.
So here you are, you're retired, you could be doing anything else in the world, and yet you've decided, you know what, I've got to do something here. Take me through that process. Why is it that you decided to get involved?
Well, I have family here in the area, and so my wife is from Hawaii, the kids were born in Hawaii, and looking at retirement, sitting back, we have picked a nice spot on the west side of the island on Makaha in Hawaii, so I can overlook the ocean. But there is a hunger to come back to the area where you can make the greatest impact, things that have the greatest impact on you. And I talked my wife into moving back to Memphis, Tennessee from Hawaii. So I love her for that.
What in the world did that take?
But she knows my heart. She knows the community programs that I've always involved in. That's one thing the military pushes everyone to do, is be continually involved in the community and have a mentor.
All right, so where are you guys at in the process of getting this implemented? Because I think we need this here in the Memphis area, and I suspect a lot of other communities might want to look at something like this as well. But where are we here in Memphis?
Currently, we just had a public hearing with the State Department of Education. That was on the 22nd of last week. So now we have to wait until October the 18th for the final approval. But the funny thing happened. So the city of Millington approached us. Certain ones in the city of Millington approached us and said, hey, we would like to entertain a conversation about bringing your facility up here. So we're in talks with that. Unique thing about that is if we build from the ground up, like we've been discussing with Millington, we can actually build a facility to service 1,800 kids.
Wow.
Which means we will be the largest military charter academy in North America. And we need a school anyway, since Blue Oval City is coming.
Well, you're absolutely right. Of course, that's the big Ford plant. And, of course, Millington has a very large military population, home of the great naval base.
Yes. I was stationed out there in 2012.
So, look, one of the things that's really cool about this, and by the way, Antoine Bohannon is with us and getting ready to launch a military academy, volunteer military academy, grade 6 through 12. And this is going to specialize in STEM. Tell me about that.
So we're going to specialize in STEM. So in other words, we're a tech magnet school. So, yes, 6 through 12 for the Cordova area where we're targeting, but K through 12 in the Millington area once approved. Now, mathematics, UAV design, computer programming. Every child would be able to understand the needs of the future. And needs of the future is technology. So software and hardware, being able to turn around and implement a lot of the things that are needed in today's society.
All right. Where can people go? If they want to get information, they want to help you guys out, how can they get in touch?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page on Tennessee Volunteer Military Academy, or just Google Tennessee Volunteer Military Academy and our page will come up. And just show support, leave comments, and we're looking to do great things for our state.
All right, Navy Chief Antoine Bohannon, looks like you're in it for the long haul, and best of luck to you. And we want to have you back on once things get up and running and see what kind of an impact you guys are having in the community.
Yes, I also would like to give a shout-out to Mr. Kerry Vaughn, Charlotte Bergman, Terry Rowland, and also our Congressman Mark Green, because he wrote a letter of endorsement for our school.
Look, all great Americans, all of them. So we appreciate you're hanging out with good people.
Hey, you have to surround yourself with good people.
You do.
You are who you hang around with.
That's true. Amen to that. All right. Antoine, thank you very much and good luck to you.
It was a pleasure.
All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, and by the way, we'll have that information on our website and you'll be able to find it there as well. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. Again, this show is about promoting people that are making a difference, making an impact, and I'm pretty excited about something like this, taking kids and training them, equipping them to have a great career. That's what this is about. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. People, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, I love that idea, right? Getting out there, supporting schools, charter schools that are actually training up these kids. That's what that's all about. And I say good luck to those folks. Nothing like a little bit of military training to get your kid pointed in the right direction. Hey, let's go to the phones here. The great state of Maine, Keith is hanging out with us, wants to talk about drag shows. Keith, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, great show. I heard the story yesterday about the mermaid that was allowing the child to touch him. And I went home and I talked to my wife about that. And we have three children ourselves, 22, 18, and 16. And we were just appalled. You know, that parents would actually take their children and have this show. Now, I don't understand how a drag show can be labeled as family friendly. And, you know, they were having it in a brew pub or whatever where, you know, children wouldn't be allowed in the first place. And I just, for the life of me, I can't understand the push to expose children to all these different things, sexual orientation, gender identity, the drag queens. That mermaid that was up on stage should be investigated for improper contact with a child.
Well, you know, Keith, it seems to me that every parent, every adult in that room ought to be investigated.
Exactly.
This is just unacceptable. But I think it goes back, and we can open this up to the audience, and maybe they have an idea of why there has been such a push to normalize all of this. But I think at the end of the day, this is part of a very powerful movement. Now, I think the average gay person in America, they just want to live their life. They want to engage in their constitutional rights, and they really don't care about all of this. But there is a very small but very powerful minority within that group, and they want to groom these children. Remember a couple of, was it last year? We had the San Francisco Men's Choir, and they were singing this song, and they said it was a parody after it came out and created a lot of controversy, Keith. But the song was very simple. We're coming for your children, and they sang it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, and, you know, it just, you're right. And there's this very small minority, and they're very powerful. And, you know, here in the state of Maine, you know, and it goes really deep because, first of all, I would urge all younger parents out there. My kids are almost, I have one left in school. The other two have graduated and moved on. And I would urge all young parents out there to strongly consider homeschooling, because here in the state of Maine, your child can go to school, can change their clothes, change their name, and go by a different gender, different name, and the teachers are encouraged not to tell the parents. And then when they're discussing things with the parents, they're told to use the child's given name so that the parents themselves are not clued in at all to what's going on in their child's life.
As a matter of fact, there was a report just a couple of weeks ago, and Keith, I appreciate your calling. It's great advice, and especially for younger moms and dads, but there was a teacher who was jailed because the teacher refused to use the child's, and this happened overseas. This was not here in the United States, but a teacher refused to use the child's chosen pronouns and was sent to jail. So this is a clear and present danger. And look, we had the situation in Virginia where you had the teacher who refused to use the pronouns, and he got punished. It's a growing issue, and Keith is absolutely right about that. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Faith, listening to us on KWAM. Faith, what's on your mind?
Happy Tuesday, Todd.
Well, happy Tuesday to you, Faith.
Just to piggyback a little and tie this into the Tennessee legislator, I'm speaking as a human, but I'm also a licensed professional in mental health. Just quickly, people say it's a small minority, but it's going to a majority in terms of the professional class, which I think needs to. I'm all for privacy. Well, I'm all for conservatism, but the professional class needs to be regulated more because what has happened is how the ball flows. This is how Vanderbilt was able to do what they do. So they go in, they get these people on these work groups in the APA. This has been happening since the 70s. They may term out in one group and then go to another group. They get together. They do research. Anybody who's opposed to the research or the prevailing opinion is put out. Actually, there was a Canadian psychologist who specialized in sexual identity disorder when it was still called sexual identity disorder. He shut his clinic down. He said he would never touch any of it again because they ostracized him for following the science and treatment, which did not include castrating kids. I can't call his name right now. This is when they went to gender identity disorder and gender dysphoria. So what they do is get into these groups that have influential change. If the APA says it's not a problem, if the World Health Organization says the needs, they go from person to person and build off authoritarian response. Then it trickles down to the professional organizations like AAMFT, which is Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, ACA, and then it trickles down to these boards. Like in Tennessee, the way our boards are made, they don't have term limits. They need term limits. But if you ever really watch these boards like I have, because I had to see what's up for the last 6 or 7 years, you will be amazed of their mindset.
Well, Faith, let me jump in here because we are coming up against a hard break, but clearly you are an expert on all of this, and I appreciate you calling in. I want you to keep us updated on what's happening in this field because this is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And to your point, it may be a small group, but it's a powerful group and may in fact be getting larger. Hang tight, folks. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Faith. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. Of course, watching that big hurricane out there in the Gulf of Mexico, heading to Tampa, that's what they're saying, could be a Category 4 storm. They're saying upwards of 10-foot-plus storm surge. So you folks, pay attention. Governor Ron DeSantis going to steer you in the right direction. But if he says evacuate, you need to get your butts out of there. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us our friend from the American Conservative Union, CPAC, Matt Schlapp, joins us. Matt, hope you're doing good today.
You as well, Todd. I'm doing great.
Hey, look, I'm looking at some of the polling data coming out, and our friends over at the Gateway Pundit actually had a de-biased poll. I have no idea how the analytics there, but they're predicting that the Republicans are going to take back not just the House, but the Senate. I don't know about that, but I do know that I can feel the momentum growing. What say you?
Well, I was looking at some polling the other day. If you actually look at the battleground House seats, the generic ballot is gives the Republicans a double-digit lead. So my view has been in this cycle, the voters usually vote against an incumbent president in their first cycle. So that's the first piece of history. You tend to lose seats if you're the president in your party. Second thing is that voters don't reward presidential parties when we're in a recession and having nearly double-digit inflation. And the third thing is I can't think of a Biden policy a Democrat running for office can run on.
I don't see a single Democrat out there actually jumping on board and generating the excitement that Donald Trump is doing with his Save America rallies. And I'll take it a step further. You had Jen Psaki on one of the shows over the weekend suggesting that if, in fact, this is a referendum on Biden and his policies, Democrats are going to lose. That's coming from Jen Psaki.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. She admitted that the only way Democrats can win, especially under Biden, is to paint Republicans as extremists. But once again, the Democrats' problem is that every little part of your life, the Democrats have made worse. If you wanted to have your kids go to school, they shut down your schools. If you wanted to go to church, they shut down your church. If you wanted to live in an area that was sometimes unsafe and you relied on the cops, they tried to defund the cops. They canceled all these fossil fuel programs, so your gas prices are higher. And now that we're transitioning to summer to winter, your home heating oil prices are going to go higher if you're in the Northeast, and energy prices generally, including natural gas. So, there's nothing, food prices. You just think about everything, Todd. And then you have people on fixed incomes that have money in the market and they're watching the market tank. There's no peace. And how do I know this? We just did CPAC in Dallas. You were there. And I cannot tell you how many people I talked to, regular old Americans, who are like, I'm really worried to spend even a couple $1,000s to go to a conference when I really don't know how bad it's going to get next month.
Look, these are very fair concerns. Look at people wanting to go out and buy a house. Interest rates are skyrocketing. People just cannot afford things. And again, I just suspect we're going to have a very good midterm election for the Republicans. I want to switch gears real quick here. One of the interesting things about CPAC is you've been really taking it global and spreading the message of conservatism across the entire world. And I was so impressed with what just happened in not just Italy, but also Sweden. Matt, what's going on the global scale?
Well, and you probably had a chance to talk to Giorgia Meloni, the new prime minister-elect of Italy. She's been to two CPACs. We had Viktor Orban come in from Hungary. We have a growing conservative movement throughout Europe, throughout Asia. And part of it relates to, the MAGA Trump movement. There's a big part of that in there. But I also just think as these global, really monsters, have come in with their attack on families, their attack on gender, their attack on the norms that make people joyful and happy, people are pushing back. And, they might not have all the power and the wealth, but they have their voice, and they're really standing up. I think Giorgia Meloni's victory in Italy is astounding. And the media's coverage of her,
oh
not
my
as a
gosh.
Courageous woman breaking a glass ceiling, and no, but as this monster who's a fascist, who's a female version of Mussolini, all for simply saying that she's a Christian woman who believes in the rights of the unborn child and believes that families matter.
Pushing back on all of the narratives. I mean, you're right, Mussolini in a skirt, that's what they want you to believe. But this is part of the mainstream media narrative. They want to silence people who believe in freedom. Another big problem in Italy has been immigration and the sovereignty of their nation, securing their borders. I mean, these are the same issues that I suspect are going to compel American voters to get to the polls in the midterms.
Yeah, I mean, I think the border alone, our southern border, which is the same thing, a similar problem they're facing in Europe. One EU country allows any illegal migrant to come in. Next thing you know, they all have to accept them. And Joe Biden has signed up for that policy in America, where we have more people have come in this country than live in my home state of Kansas. We're adding new states to the 50 just on illegal immigration. And the crime that's resulting from the fact that we're giving no scrutiny to these people, and then the cost of taking care of all the staples of life, I think that issue alone, Todd, is going to swing these congressional majorities. There is not one reason, not one good reason for what Joe Biden's doing. And the drugs that are pouring over our southern border and killing our kids should be enough for Americans to say no more.
Oh, by the way, Matt, on that point, Barack Obama told a bunch of Hispanic realtors in San Diego, the real reason that conservatives want to shut down the border is that they're concerned about people of darker shades moving to America.
Yeah, well, you know, the slaps don't really like hearing this. We reject that. Mercy is offended by the fact that somehow as a Hispanic woman, my wife, that she's not allowed to be a conservative. And by the way, she's a Hispanic person, an American, who believes that you should come to this country legally, like her parents did. And Barack Obama has done enough to racially divide this country for a whole lifetime. I think it's just time for him to pipe down.
By the way, there's a new survey out, and it looks like a majority of Hispanic voters in Florida actually support Ron DeSantis's move to relocate illegals. So
yeah.
There you go.
There you go. I mean, Hispanics are going to show that they don't like socialism. They don't like the war on families. They think their boys are boys. They think their girls should be able to compete against other girls in sports. You know, the Democrats are losing their audiences. The only group that they've got now are woke, white, lefties in big cities. That is what their party is. Working class people have abandoned them to join MAGA. Hispanics are increasingly abandoning them to join MAGA. We're seeing greater numbers of African Americans abandon the Democratic Party to rejoin the Republican Party. I don't know what their growth model is, but I think they ought to keep doing what they're doing. That'll double down on woke, Todd. We'll pick up 10 more House seats.
I love it. And, Matt, we're going to be watching it every step of the way. Got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and thanks for fighting the good fight out there, sir.
You as well, Todd, and I'll see you when I get back from CPAC Australia, which I'm leaving to tonight.
I love it. Safe travels.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Matt Schlamp, everybody. Heading down to, down under, as they say. I wonder if they got the Bloomin' Onions down there. I love those things that at the Outback. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You have seen the commitment for America. You're seeing the polling data. Things seem to be moving in the right direction. You know, it's interesting. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News, not a big fan of this commitment to America, says it's a lot of fluff and there's not enough substance. And we've talked about that on the program. A couple of the specifics they have shared with us. First of all, eliminating those 87,000 IRS agents and adding 200,000 cops. I like that, but Tucker's wanting to see more. Are you satisfied with what the Republicans are putting out there? They're contract with America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, folks, there are very few sure things in life, but here's one, and I'm going to give you a guaranteed way to double your gift when you make a tax-deductible donation to a group fighting every day to protect your freedoms. I'm asking you for your personal support for Alliance Defending Freedom. They are a regular guest on this program. It is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization, and they're committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, free speech, and the sanctity of life. Here's what I want you to do. Go to toddstearns.com right now and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Just scroll down. You'll see it right there, and you'll be able to make a generous tax-deductible donation. So the question is, why is your support so urgently needed? Well, Jeremy Tedesco is the senior counsel at ADF, and he leads a team of top lawyers fighting every day
to protect your right to freedom of religion and free speech.
A significant front in that battle is corporate America, where major businesses like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have amassed unprecedented power over what people can say and what information they can access in the digital public square, which, for better or worse, is where most people access news and debate the issues of the day. And all too often, these big tech giants cave to activists, demanding that they use their power over speech to cancel and deplatform anyone who disagrees with their extreme views.
And let me be very clear about something. The only thing, listen up now, the only thing standing between the cancel culture mob and the erosion of your rights is Alliance Defending Freedom. And folks, I'm telling you, all this month we're so excited to be raising money for ADF. Your generous gift of $100 or more is going to help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach. Now, listen, thanks to a generous ADF friend, your first gift in any amount, it doesn't matter how big, how small, is going to be doubled. So please, right now, go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. And the impact of your first gift will be doubled on the spot. You can also give them a call with your donation, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Join me today in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. First, let's go to Nick in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Nick wants to weigh in on the drag shows. All right, Nick.
Well, not that I'm a big fan of drag shows or anything like that, but you're asking the question, why the push? And you said there's a small contingency of people pushing this and may be growing. And I'm thinking, you know, if you want a totalitarian state, you need to tear down the fabric of the family. Because if you have tradition, if you have strong family ties, there wouldn't be any customers for this type of activity. So the state needs people to need them and not their family.
You know, one of the things that's really frustrated me about all of this, Nick, is, and I hear from a lot of gay conservatives, and we've got a large listening audience, a very diverse listening audience, and by and large, they agree 1,000% with everything we talk about on this program, but they'll never come out and say that publicly. And when I ask them why, you know, they tell me they're afraid of the backlash. Now, Nick, you've seen what happens when blacks leave the Democrat plantation and they become conservatives, and the blowback that they get. It is about a bazillion times worse if a member of the gay community comes out as a conservative. There's hell to pay for something like that.
Agreed.
But you still got to speak out.
But still, you're talking about blacks. Here we are talking about division once again. I mean, that's obvious. A homosexual community, and once again, there's a division. You know, I think as a conservative, I don't see color. I don't care about your sex as long as you're not pushing it on me. I'm just a conservative, and let's live our lives however we're going to live them. But just don't push your agenda on me. I'm not going to push my agenda on you. Conservatism is more free. I mean, that's another thing about the other side. They misuse words. They call themselves liberal, but they're not liberal. They're anything but. They're narrow.
They're narrow-minded, Nick. You have to agree with their way or it's the highway. I mean, that's the way it is. Nick got to run. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Nick got a great point. He said this is all about destroying the family. All right, let's go to Charles in North Carolina. WSIC, our great station there, wants to weigh in on the commitment to America. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. How you doing this afternoon?
Charles, doing well.
Great. Todd, I'm a little disappointed in this commitment to America that I heard last week. When McCarthy was rolling that out, I was listening in anticipation, and I wanted to hear specifics, and all I heard were generalities. I mean, a Democrat could have pretty much said the same thing that McCarthy did, you know? Now, I'm going to vote Republican, you know, without a doubt in this election. That's, you know, that's not even in question. But I want to know specifically what the Republican Party is going to do. For instance, when MacArthur was talking about immigration, about securing our southern border, all right, that sounds great. How are you going to do that? Why don't you just say you're going to build a wall? And not only that, how about the people that are already here, the 4 million people here that are illegally, how are you going to get them out? I want to hear that. On the economy, you talk about inflation. You want to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. All right, I support that. Well, why not just repeal the whole Inflation Reduction Act? Because all that's doing is creating inflation. And then how about a commitment not to raise and continually raise the national debt ceiling to fuel this spending? Because in a few weeks, and Todd, I know you're probably aware of this, we're going to run out of money, and they're going to have to extend the national debt limit
again.
So how about we're not going to kick the can down the road anymore. When it comes to energy independence, how about just coming out and saying, yeah, we want to be energy independent, energy dominant. Why not just say we're going to embrace fossil fuels? We do not agree with man-made climate change. We're going to drill, baby, drill, frack, baby, frack, and pump, baby, pump. When it comes to this on social issues, why not just come right out and say, you know, how you want to protect the family? How about just saying that the Republican Party firmly believes that there's only two genders, male and female? There's no such thing as transgender. And furthermore, we're going to defund the educational system that continues to promote this transgender and CRT. So there's things like that that the Republican Party needs to specifically say that they're going to do, because I was listening to a podcast yesterday with Matt Gaetz, and he was saying that behind the scenes, the leaders of the Republican Party that he's talked to have no interest really in pushing a lot of these hard issues that I'm talking about.
Well, and Charles, we're going to be quickly running out of time here, but I will throw this onto that fire. There's also a report out there, and we're hearing this as well, that McCarthy is actually working behind the scenes to stop MAGA candidates. And specifically, he did that with Madison Cawthorn, but that's a whole different story. But the concern is, now that you've got the House Freedom Caucus, they're not going to be putting up a candidate against McCarthy if, in fact, they win the majority. So McCarthy's going to be your guy. We'll get into more of that after the break. But, Charles, appreciate the call. Folks, hang tight. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite cun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be. And if you're in Florida, be safe down there, folks. Big hurricane heading your way, and if you are being evacuated or maybe you're trying to figure out if you should, give us a call. Let us know how things are going. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Big controversy involving Hillsdale. Now, what you guys may not be aware, Hillsdale has been very involved in promoting charter schools, and there's been a big controversy in the state of Tennessee over various and sundry things, and we love the people over at Hillsdale. They've been doing some incredible work, and I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now to get this all sorted out. We're honored to have with us Phil Schwenk. Phil, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Good to be here.
All right, so the latest controversy involves a television station out of Nashville, News Channel 5, and this is the headline, and this will be the launching off point for our conversation. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn, who I know, Hillsdale President Larry Arnn says racism is like sexuality, neither should be discussed in the classroom. Now, you guys have been really subjected to a lot of fake news and a lot of smears and slanders by the media in Tennessee. What's going on here? What's the problem?
Well, I think you summarized it in what you said. A lot of what we're seeing in the media is false, and it's not true to the work that we're doing in our schools and the hope for our schools. We're very much focused on kids and their education in a classical setting. So a lot of these headlines move away from what our actual cause is. We care deeply about kids and their education. So when you start turning into a political commentary about Larry Arn as the president of Hillsdale and issues around racism and sexuality, you're kind of missing some of the core things that we're trying to do, and that's establish schools for kids that are 5 to 18 years old in Tennessee.
Now, you're the principal of a classical academy that is affiliated with Hillsdale. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I started Northwest Ohio Classical Academy in Toledo, and now I'm a principal for American Classical Education, which is the group that's trying to establish schools in Tennessee.
What is it about Hillsdale and the mission of Hillsdale that has really triggered people in the public education world here in Tennessee?
Well, I think that's a great question. I don't know that it's specifically Hillsdale as much as they just don't want to have competition from charter schools and classical schools. And so they're just trying to hang on to anything they can to try to contest this idea that the parents should have options and that their kids should have choices when it comes to schools. They're trying to suggest that Hillsdale is trying to push out basically a racist notion, which is really absurd. It's not what we are doing. And so they take pieces of curriculum, like the 1776 curriculum, and take a line that they don't like, and then they decide that it's that it shouldn't be in front of kids. If they've read the whole of the 1776 curriculum, they'd find out that it's a wonderful curriculum, and it's very honest and truthful. At the core of classical education is to seek good and truth, and that's all we're doing. We're trying to put primary sources and information in front of children so that they can think through these things and be able to read and write effectively and be able to reason. And I think a lot of these conversations really just move away from our work as educators.
And I think a lot of this, and I think there are a couple of issues here. First of all, you guys are dealing with some activist journalists, and that's a big problem in not just Tennessee, but really all over America. And they hate the mission that you guys are trying to achieve.
Which is crazy. Our mission is pretty simple. We want really well-educated young people that can participate in this country of ours, that are reasonable, compassionate, good, and learned people. I don't know why you would have an issue with that. And really, the fundamental differences have to do with maybe how we educate as far as classical versus what we're calling progressive education today. But it's not about, I think our outcome most Americans could agree to. We want good kids. We want good people that can participate in a good country and continue to form an excellent country that we have. So it's strange that you would have a problem with what we're doing. We fill our schools. In fact, as an administrator, I can speak to this. I think it's important to fill schools with adults that love kids and love learning. And that's what we do. And we put them in front of good material. So it's strange that you would say that you don't want us.
And Phil, you know it is. And again, I think the other issue is you're going up against the powerful teachers' unions. They have a clear agenda. And Phil, I think when you look at the state of affairs in America, the surveys bear this out, where a frightening number of Generation Zers and millennials favor socialism over capitalism. They think America is responsible for all of the world's problems. It's clear to me there is an agenda being taught in the public school system, and it's not a pro-America agenda.
I agree with that. I think that what's happening is a failure of our ed systems. And so you have a school system that's trying to put truth in front of students, like primary resources, instead of trying to indoctrinate students into a position in the United States. What's interesting to me about this whole kind of dialogue that we're seeing in the headlines is we have a country that from the beginning held on to some really strong moral ideas. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And we've been trying to figure that out for 200 years. And we've been fighting towards that. And frankly, I would say that we've done a pretty good job. I mean, we will continue to work on that. But this idea that we're just a racist nation that doesn't care about our people or certain segments of our people, I think is untrue. And it's not based in the history that we have. So in our schools, go ahead.
No, go right ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I was just saying, in our schools, all we're doing is we're putting in front of like, for example, the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. I mean, these are actual pieces in history that are static. you can read them. They're not changing. They're not dynamic. They're not, you know, secondary or tertiary statements. These were was actually written by those thinkers at that time. And those are the moral backings of who we are. And frankly, if you look at a lot of the causes through abolitionism, through the civil rights movement, it was always tagged into this early idea that we want a society where there was true freedom for all people.
And again, when you look at the overall overall issues, and I think there are several here, you know, maybe the greatest is that Hillsdale College has been very effective in turning out some incredible thinkers and academics over the years. And I think people are afraid of that kind of thing happening on a public school level.
Oh, agreed. What's interesting, it's one of the stories that I tell. I don't know how much you know about my history, but I've been in public education for close to 30 years, and most of my either teaching or being an administrator was in Los Angeles and Cleveland. So I've been very close to the major districts and the work in these districts. And I've interviewed, you know, hundreds of teachers, and I've hired hundreds of teachers. And in 2019, when we were establishing NOCA in Toledo, it was my first time in front of Toledo students that were interested in teaching. So these are 22, 23-year-olds. And I was blown away, like, just how thoughtful they were. How articulate they were, what they were thinking about, how they answered questions, because the questions I was putting in front of them were very difficult. And frankly, what it made me think at that time, so here I'm thinking about teachers to put in front of kids because we want these learned, good people in front of kids. But frankly, thinking of K-12 education, my hope was is that I could get kids that would be, you know, graduating from high school with the ability to be these young people at 22, 23. It's a fantastic group of students that are coming out of Hillsdale College. So I agree 100%.
All right. Now, and are you guys, Phil, there in Nashville, are you guys affiliated with Hillsdale? Are you using the materials? What's the relationship between you guys and Hillsdale?
Well, I think the word affiliation is the primary. So we use their curriculum. It's called the K-12 Program Guide. And they support us as far as, like, professional development. So they have an academic team that can help our teachers, administrators. There's, like, summer programs, and they can come to the school and support the teachers. But it's an affiliation. Hillsdale doesn't own or run these schools. They're not a sponsor. They get no money from these schools. It's a friendship, and I would say it's a powerful one. The materials that they give us as far as the curriculum is the strongest curriculum I've seen. It's fantastic. It's about 700 pages of very thoughtful work to put in front of kids. So, yeah, I think the keyword's affiliation. That's another area where the media has really been playing with it, like the college will be running our schools, and that's not true. They're run locally.
All right. Well, Phil, we're going to leave it there. We wish you guys the best of luck. I mean, if we're really going to have a chance at saving this country and turning the ship back to our founding fathers and their vision, it's going to be thanks to schools like yours. So we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our friends at Patriot Mobile? They're doing some incredible work. And, of course, you just heard Phil there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now more than ever, we got to start supporting companies that share our values. And Patriot Mobile is one of those companies, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're doing something about it, donating lots of money to organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. And I want to encourage you, switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd and get free activation and a free gift. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or you can also call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Again, you're going to get a special discount and free premier activation by using the promo code Todd. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. 844-747-8868. That's our number. Let's go to the phones. Ted in North Carolina on the line. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind? Hello, Ted.
Facing immigration.
All right. Sorry. Let's put Ted on hold here, and we'll get that sorted out. And let me know when we got Ted back on the line, please. All right, do we have Ted? All right, good. Ted, sorry about that. I think you got cut off there at the beginning. What's on your mind?
Well, Obama's comments about race and immigration. My wife is a legal immigrant, came from Eastern Europe. That's where I met her. And it was a major task for me to get her in the country. She had to have background checks, affidavits, medical examinations. I had to visit three different embassies. I had to get my congressman involved. It was a major, long-term, two-year, very expensive endeavor. And essentially, for a long time, and it may go back beyond 20 years, they have made it difficult for people from Central Asia, from Europe, people from Ukraine, from Russia, any of those countries in that part of the world, they have made it extremely difficult for those people to immigrate here. At the same time, they have allowed people to come across our border with no restriction. They do not and have not for many decades enforced the law equally. And yet, when President Trump attempted to enforce the law, they fought against him, they ridiculed him, they called him all kinds of names. You know, and I think that if they were really racist and they really only wanted white people to come in, they would open these floodgates to Europe. And I think Obama's comments are pure fantasy. I think he's done more to disrupt race relations and has caused more trouble in this country. And I wish he would just be silent and stop doing it.
Well, look, Ted, let's just cut to the chase here. Barack Obama's a racist. He hates America. He hates this goes all the way back to his father in Kenya. And the father hated the British, hated colonialism. The father indoctrinated the son. The son became our president, and now he hates this country. And he is doing everything in his power. And I think an argument can be made when you go back and look at his presidency, Ted, that this was a man who delivered on the promise to fundamentally transform America. He destabilized our nation. And how did he do that? He had everybody thinking that he was going to be the post-racial savior. Remember what they were saying on the news, that Obama was ushering in the post-racial age. No, he wasn't doing that. He was laying the groundwork for a race war in this country. And now he's turning to the border, and he's telling every person who will listen that the reason why people do not want open borders is because they're afraid of the brown people. That's what he said. This is all part of an effort to destabilize this country. And by the way, you talk about the replacement theory, and there are a lot of people out there getting in trouble for talking about that. Well, what do you think's going on? Why do you think it is that 1,000 people a day, and by the way, those are the brand new numbers coming out, over 1,000 people a day are crossing the border in El Paso? What do you think those people are doing in America? This is about replacement. This is about adding tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of new Democrat voters on the ballot. That's what this is really all about, Ted.
Yeah, I've often wondered. You know, I've often thought a lot about what the real base of this thing is. And, you know, like I was saying, this goes back decades as far as closing the tap from Europe, from Central Asia. And it goes back to the Bush era and possibly beyond that. I know I went through it in 1999 and 2000, went through that experience trying to get somebody into the country legally. And, you know, people like my wife really are offended that our government does not do its job and make everybody follow the rules.
I mean, honestly, Ted, an argument could be made, and far be it from me to make this this statement on national radio, but you could look at our immigration policies, and you could say that Barack Obama made it harder for white people and Asians to come to America. You can make that argument.
I would agree with that, yes.
All right, Ted, appreciate the call, and glad things got sorted out for you there. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm telling you, folks, it's an ugly thing out there that Obama is doing, and you can't fall into the trap. You cannot fall into the trap of buying into this malarkey. We need secure borders. We don't know what's been coming across, and the people that we do know who have come across, according to the Department of Homeland Security, some really bad dudes. Really bad dudes coming across that border. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. When we come back, bad news for Chris Wallace. Wow, you know, the dirty secret at Fox News is that that was the lowest rated show they had. Did you know that? Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, the lowest rated show they had. And now they seem to be shocked because he's got one of the lowest rated shows over at CNN. We'll get into that. Also, we're checking out this hurricane. Folks, pay attention. Don't freak out. Just be prepared. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us today. So, a very interesting story. This just in, by the way. Governor Ron DeSantis says that Hurricane Ian will cause catastrophic flooding and a life-threatening storm surge. So they're really beginning to take this seriously. And this may finally be one of those weather forecasts where they actually get it right. It's hard to know. You know, they just hype everything now, right? I mean, the whole Weather Channel. I mean, those guys are a bunch of leftist loons anyway. The founder of the Weather Channel left because he got sick of the whole global warming nonsense. But the tree huggers control the Weather Channel now. And who is it? They send a guy out, Jim Cantore. He's the guy they send out whenever there's some apocalyptic event. And they tether him to a tree or a phone pole or something, and then they're broadcasting in the middle of the hurricane. You know, I had to do that once or twice at Fox, and I'll never forget there was a tropical storm, Gustav, down in New Orleans. And this was right when it was 2007, 2008, and I was at the Democrat convention in Denver. I was supposed to go from Denver to Minneapolis for the Republican convention, and they called me in. They said, hey, we got a tropical storm. It's going to hit New Orleans. This wasn't too long after Hurricane Katrina, and they thought, you know, the city was going to be decimated again. So everybody packs their bags. We were off to New Orleans. And I'll never forget this. Shepard Smith, that leftist loon who used to be at Fox. So they put him in some sort of an armored carrier. And they were literally patrolling the streets of New Orleans in this armored carrier. Meanwhile, the radio people, we were just walking. We had no armored carrier. We were the expendable people. And I'll never forget standing on Canal Street. And the winds, I don't know, they were gusting about 70, 80 miles an hour. I'll never forget this. I was tethered to a phone pole or some kind of a pole out there. And you could hear in the distance, you could hear windows being blown out and all this debris was flying around. And my job was to stand out there and do the news, give a live report, try not to get killed. But, you know, the only reason people watch that is because they're, you know, kind of hoping to see the reporter get blown away. I mean, that's right. I mean, that's the only reason that you are there to cover the event. People want to see the reporters get blown away. So anyway, Ron DeSantis says that they're now the hurricane now 115 miles an hour, and it's expected to hit somewhere in the Tampa area within the next 48 hours. You know they're going to judge DeSantis on this, folks, right? We all know, you understand the lay of the land here. No matter what happens, it's going to be his fault. By the way, Amy Klobuchar is out there, and now she's suggesting that all of this is because of climate change, and she's actually wondering who's going to do more damage, the Republicans or the hurricane. You can't make this stuff up. I'm just telling you, it's a mess. So we'll monitor developments. Oh, but we've got the Klobuchar, cut number six.
That's why we've got to win this midterm. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that. But none of that has stopped us from deciding we're going to put our differences aside and get some things done.
All right. So there you go. The Democrats are going to stop the hurricanes. Anybody really believe this stuff? I mean, come on. So anyway, you folks in Florida, you've been through this before. You know what to do. But it's been like 100 years since the hurricanes hit Tampa. And it's a great town, great Cuban food there, believe it or not. Great cigar scene. If you haven't been to Tampa, I hope you'll be able to go back. I hope part of it's still left. But they're looking like this is going to be the apocalypse. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. We'll check in with our buddies tomorrow over at WFLA. That's the news talker there in Tampa. And, you know, the radio people are going to be left behind. So they won't be, they won't be evacuated because somebody's got to stay there and cover the storm. So the radio people are always expendable. Remember that, Ben Dieter. This story out of Breitbart. Any of you people big fans of the TV show Stranger Things? It's a hugely popular show, sort of a sci-fi, a throwback to the 1980s and the Spielberg stuff. Anyway, there's one of the co-stars. His name is Caleb McLaughlin. He's the black dude on the cast. Is that the token black dude? I don't know. I've never watched this. I've seen the commercials. But anyway, I think the cast is Lily White, if I'm being honest with you. I think the cast is Lily White. Anyway, Stranger Things, Caleb McLaughlin, one of the black stars of the program, and he's attacking the show's fans. So he was at a Comic-Con event, and he's complaining that the fans of Stranger Things do not like him because of his skin color. This is a quote from Caleb McLaughlin. My very first Comic-Con, some people didn't stand in my line because I was black. Some people told me, oh, I don't want to be in line because you were mean to 11. Is that like a character? All right, it's a character. Kyle, are you familiar with this show? Is this in your repertoire?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a good show.
Have you seen? So he's the black dude. You know who he is?
Yeah, he is the black guy.
Is the only black guy?
Yeah, I think he is the only one. He has a little sister, so I guess maybe not the only one.
Okay, well, but he's one of the stars or co-star. He's one of the co-stars.
He's one of the main guys. It's like five or six main characters, and he is the only.
You know what's going to happen about 10, 20 years from now? The same thing that happened with Friends, when the producer of Friends had to come out and apologize because there were no blacks on the show, or gays. Was it gays or blacks? I can't remember. Anyway, they're going to have to apologize for this eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no diversity here. Anyway, so there's, a character named Eleven.
Eleven is the main character. That's the main. She's like an experiment, and she has superpowers, and she fights aliens.
Which is why the guy's at Comic-Con.
Exactly.
All right. So he said, even now, some people don't follow me or support me because I'm black. Really, are people, I guess he's about your age, probably young, maybe a couple of years younger.
Yeah, roughly. I know that the main character just turned 18.
Okay, so 5 or 6 years there. But I have to, I would be shocked at this if people are actually going around and saying, yes, I am not a fan of this person because they are black. I just don't see that happening in the Comic-Con world. But that may just be me. I'm just saying. Look, I went to Comic-Con. Fox used to send me all over the place. I didn't realize how busy I was at Fox until I'm sitting here talking about all my past experiences. But they sent me to cover Comic-Con in San Diego. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a surreal experience. If you haven't been, it's kind of like a subculture, I guess, but thousands of people show up at this now, like 50, 60,000 people show up at Comic-Con, and they're dressed up in the costumes, and they're real big into the movies and the sci-fi. But I don't take that crowd as, like, I don't know, Proud Boys. I don't think that they're out there being racist or anything of that nature. I just think they like their characters, and if you're mean to a character they like, they're probably not going to like you. I'm just saying. I may be wrong here. So anyway, the best part about all of this, they're all leftist loons on this show, every single one of them. And so now they're in the position, even though they're leftist, they're still white. And you can't get over that with these folks. You just can't. So if you're white, you're just a racist. And there you go. You know, I'm not quite sure this is going to endear himself or his character to the fans of Stranger Things. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Getting a little cool outside, everybody. I love autumn. Got a nice fire going in the fireplace. Well, not right now. The AC is still on. It's going to be 80 degrees in Memphis today. But it's going to get cooler. And what better way to stay warm with a MyPillow Gossamer blanket? Also, some pretty awesome MyPillow quilts. That's right. Mike Lindell now in the quilting business. All sorts of great specials for you at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Get this. The MyPillow Gossamer Blankets, 50% off with my promo code. Same thing with the MyPillow quilts. Get this. You want a MyPillow throw blanket or a waffle blanket? You're going to be able to save 50% as well. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and just pick out whatever you want. There are dozens and dozens of MyPillow items. All of them, you're going to be getting discounts if you use my promo code Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, got a question for you Atlanta Braves fans out there. And very curious about your baseball team. So yesterday, the Atlanta Braves, they were honored. They were recognized at the White House. President Biden was just kind of stumbling around, and God bless the Braves, because they were sort of helping maneuver the president on where he needed to go. It was as if he was having some sort of an episode. So somebody forgot to slip something into the porridge yesterday morning. So anyway, during the White House press briefing with the lesbian press secretary, pardon me, the black lesbian press, pardon me, doggone it, it's late in the day, pardon me, the black lesbian legal immigrant press secretary, Jean-Pierre is her name, she was asked about the controversial name of the Atlanta Braves. And the big problem in her estimation was whether or not the Atlanta Braves should still be called the Atlanta Braves. Is that even a debating? Is that something you people in Georgia are debating, whether or not to rename the Atlanta Braves because it's offensive to the Indian people? I'm curious about that. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. I mean, 844-747-8868. I remember, what was it, a couple of years ago, they told you guys to stop doing the tomahawk chop because it was offensive to a player of Native American ancestry. But it turns out, by and large, the local Indian folks there, pardon me, natives, the local Native folks there in Georgia really don't care one way or the other. Not a big deal. But it's a big deal to the Democrats. And the White House is now saying that they're open to having a conversation about changing the name of the Atlanta Braves. Now, Herschel Walker says this is ludicrous. And he says there's nothing wrong with the Atlanta Braves name. It's not offensive to anybody. But Senator Raphael Warnock, the communist preacher, is not taking a position. He says that they're open to working with the Braves and the Native American communities to work out the issue. But there is no issue. I don't think there's an issue. Is there an issue, ladies and gentlemen? I know we have a lot of Georgia listeners. I don't think this is a big deal anymore. But the White House press corps is making it a big deal. By the way, Stacey Abrams actually refused to answer any questions about where she stood on her support for the Atlanta Braves. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The White House also very concerned about the tomahawk chop. They think that might possibly be offensive as well. Ms. Jean-Pierre says that we should listen to Native American and indigenous people who are the most impacted by this. Okay, well, the Native American people in and around the Atlanta area don't care. They're on the record saying, we don't care. There are a lot of other big problems that we've got to address, but the name of the Atlanta Braves baseball team is not one of them. So what say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You can't make this stuff up. I remember when the tomahawk chop controversy popped up. My recommendation was to keep chopping away. Let's go to Keith, listening to us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. Keith, what should the Braves do here?
Well, you know, this is a long time no talk to you, but I'm going to be very quick. If anybody needs to be offended at anybody, the Indians need to be offended at the federal government, and they should go back and look at how many Democrats were involved in all the treaties that the government gave them and then broke. Period. That's it. Don't be upset. To me, I have a Native American ancestry, but I'm kind of proud. If they name, you know, they're not going to call a team something for nothing. They're not going to say, well, you're just going to be the rag man. You know, they're going to give them a name that means something, that's proud and brave. So what's wrong with that?
I am with you, Keith. If you're calling your team something, it's something that you can be proud of. I don't think they're naming the Atlanta Braves to stick it to the Indians. I really don't think that's the case at all. Keith, appreciate the call. Let's go to Foy in Gainesville, Georgia. All right, Foy, they're messing with the Braves.
That's right, Todd, they are. I love the Braves, and we watch every afternoon or evening. We were looking forward to it again tonight, the World Champions, and we are proud of the Braves, and we have no issue with that name. And if you think about the Star Spangled Banner, after all, it says the home of the Brave.
Well, there you go, Foy.
I
love it. And, Foy, have you done the tomahawk? Do you do the tomahawk chop?
Of course. That's just a part of the fun of all of it.
That's it. Foy, appreciate the call. Let's go to Omar, listening to us on KWAM. Omar, you got about 30 seconds. What say you?
Americans, I wish they would leave America's pastime alone. These chumps out here, I played Little League baseball all the way to semi-pro. And Brave, that's an honorable name. What the hell wrong with them? Being Brave, that's an honorable name. I'm just sick and tired of it. Leave my sport alone.
Omar, not too far away, Delta State University. I love them. You know, they call themselves the Fighting Okra. Now, there's a good name.
That's right.
Fighting Okra.
I have some baseball cards of the old Negro League. I'm trying to sell
them. Well, we've got a show for that on KWAM on the weekends, Omar. But I think we got your point. Omar says, leave baseball alone. And he's absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. Although, I do kind of like the Fighting Okra. Presbyterian College, they're called the Blue Hose. Who names a team after pantyhose? I don't understand that. All right, folks, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Hey, you folks in Florida, you be safe. We'll see you. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.